Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have the president of RDL & Associates, Dave Ladd, who also serves as a member of the board of directors for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Well, thanks. It's always good to speak with you.
Well, last week we were talking about the Farm Bill passing both the House and Senate and was heading for the president's desk. Since that time, the president has signed it into law. There also has to be ongoing appropriations to pay for some of the stuff that was changed in the Farm Bill from the last time.
I have said to people, okay, we have this first stage done and this is an important piece, but now you're going to want to monitor not just how it's implemented by the administration and the will of Congress, how that is reflected in the administration moving forward and the executive branch, but how do you fund these programs? And then, of course, we get right back to congressional oversight and ensuring that those needs are met. I think when you look at the rural development title, I mean, they want to address a number of immediate rural health care challenges. We did talk about farm income over the past few years that have been going down. And of course, I've done interviews related to farmer suicide. They also want to address some of the stress caused by the challenging economic conditions that Main Street America is facing. And so, for example, they reauthorized the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network, and this provides mental health services to farmers, ranchers, Native American tribes. I mean, that was not lost in the debate and the discussions of this farm bill, but it is a real issue. I think there's some interesting components that I've watched over in the past year, and that's the provision of industrial hemp in this farm bill. And that is, of course, a cause taken up by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Kentucky has the highest amount of acreage in industrial hemp. In 2014, they allowed for kind of a toehold into industrial hemp. And of course, it had to go through state departments of agriculture. But we've seen that kind of growing over the past 4 or 5 years, the acreage levels. Minnesota has a lot of acreage based under the 2014 Farm Bill provisions in industrial hemp. Now, basically, they've reclassified this, and it is an opportunity for an alternative crop. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to replace corn, soybeans, anything like that. But that has been something, this reclassification, and basically an understanding that industrial hemp is much different than its far distant cousin of marijuana. We now have another economic potential opportunity out there for those who choose to utilize it. Again, it's not going to replace our traditional crops. But I've watched that with some interest.
Well, that's exciting and interesting, and so thanks for sharing on that. And always a pleasure to talk with you, Dave.
And it's always a pleasure to speak with you. I think you guys do a great job, so keep up the good work.
All right. Dave Ladd is the president of RDL & Associates, also a board member of the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.